KF8 FTE mobile hand monitoring.
WDAGS Mobile, 4714, Lake Leelanau.
Hi, good morning, Mr. Jeff, again. You sound much better on this one. You were, well, I guess I wasn't even making it on the 6.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. 3 bags full. You sound crystal clear here, so there you go. But anyway, yeah, good morning. On our way into town, and looks like we're working in Traverse today. I got one little job this afternoon in the shop, and we got a company meeting at around lunchtime, so should be kind of a full day.
Yeah, it must be a strange VHF propagation day. I've got Wisconsin television stations coming in, but I lost Cadillac station, so it's going to be an interesting day for VHF communications.
Yeah, I get a kick out of, got a website that shows VHF propagation, and on mornings like this, it's always kind of neat just to bring it up and take a quick look and see what's going on.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do a little research on my new my Samsung television set as to how to rescan the antenna channels, because there's no prompt on how to rescan them.
It's not hard to go into the menus and scan. The only thing you're missing is, say for example, you did it right now. If you're missing those stations from Cadillac, you may get all those stations from Wisconsin, but when the Cadillac stations come back, you'll be missing. It's a permanent thing, you know. So I almost wish when they did the scan, you had a choice of let's forget everything I have and start over, or let's just scan that thing I already have.
Okay, well, before you drop into your hole there, I think I'll sign with you and listen for you on the other repeaters, but have a good day. And I'm going to go and experiment the settings menu. How to do that? I don't know how to do that. It's a new CV set, you know that. Hey, 73s, Alpha Charlie 8, Delta Golf.
Hey, DYS, 444.
Yeah, for a little while, anyway. I know there's one little dead spot there in the middle, but I'll just switch over to the Traverse City repeater at that point. I'll stay right here on the system for the morning. If 86 is having issues, we're just going to stop. So, WDATX Mobile.
Good morning, Ryan. ACDG, I'll let Jeff pick it up.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. Another beautiful day in northern Michigan. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. I'm just getting to work. I was listening to you guys. I'm currently pulling up at work here. Getting ready to go to Grayling, Lewiston, and then Indian River. So we'll be on the system in a couple hours, but working okay for now until we get it up on a 100-foot tower. Okay, UIS Mobile, we'll be clear with you guys. Have a good morning.
Radio.
is at 9 a.m. November 9th, opening in around today at 9 a.m. At 9 a.m. November 9th, opening mic, anybody around today? At 9 a.m.
This is Kilo X-Late. Victor Sugar's off looking for ComShack on the Mackinac City Repeater. This is Kilo X-Late. Victor Sugar's off listening. This is Kilo X-Late. Victor Sugar's off. Anyone monitoring this repeater? GJB, this is QS Wave, Victor Sugar's off. Yeah, I'm just heading down to US 2, just getting into Apple Bay, and wanted to see if I can hit the Mackinac City repeater from here. Almost full quieting. You're not so good on this end, but I'm getting close on Mac City. Thanks for coming back.
KOP and then KOP from WHADD Mobile. KFA ENF. KFA ENF.
NHDMH, KCAVSU, you on the link?
Did I copy KD8 India Whiskey Sierra, Kurt? Is that right? Did I get that right, Kurt? Over. Well, thanks, Kurt, for checking in. I hope to have you check in. You can join us a little longer next week. If there aren't any more comments, I'll pass it around for final comments on the part of folks who checked in 5QIQ. Yeah, nothing heard at this time. This is N5QIQ, net control for the Wednesday evening Gratiot County Amateur Radio Association net. Thank you very much to everybody who checked in. Hope you enjoyed yourselves and look to see you next Wednesday at 7 o'clock right here on the repeater. With that, this is N5QIQ from Westbrook, Maine via Echolink, returning the repeater to normal use.
All right. Thanks again, Michael. Great job, N5QIQ. Appreciate you doing that control for us again this evening. Great job as always. And I also forgot to mention the next net coming up in, 26 minutes. I mentioned this net, a few net, but I forgot the next net at 8 o'clock. People can just stay on here or reconnect on here if they want to on Echolink or through the Elma repeater. Not to the Elma repeater. Can't stay on that. I can't keep those both connected. You can connect to my Echolink node, KDADX-R. It'll be connected to the Okemos repeater, the 14539 repeater down in Okemos on the WKR tower, channel 23, for the 8 p.m. Information and Traders Net, I believe is what it's called. So, yeah, if anybody wants to stay on or reconnect, I mean, this is always here and always available, so it can always be used. I try to keep it online and functioning most of the time. It usually is on, so. Just to throw that out there. Yeah, until Procom removes repeaters at least. And then we fail over to the Ithaca repeater from the Elma repeater. But anywho's, usually we have MSU connected to Elma these days for interoperability for these nets and such. So, but if for some reason there's an issue with the Elma repeater, we switch over to the Ithaca repeater. So. We're good to go. Got backups now, nowadays. So, yeah, 7-3s. Thanks, everybody, for joining. And hopefully we'll hear you back on here at 8 o'clock for the 8 p.m. Information and Traders Net tonight and then tomorrow night for the 8 p.m. MSU Net. 7-3s, KDADAX, will be clear and monitoring.
KDQYD. NHDMH here, I don't know if you realize it, but you're patching two different networks together right now. Not sure what net's going on, but you've got it patched into the Northern Michigan Lake repeater network, and you're tying up a dozen or so repeaters that aren't usually associated with that. So please, when you are monitoring multiple networks, please make sure you use the local monitor function. NHDMH.
attention all Northwest Michigan hamsters. The BarfNet Benzie Amateur Radio Friends will start in 5 minutes. 5 minutes. W8REJ. Well, good evening. This is the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'm W8REJ. My name is Rob. Net control station for this evening. I'm located in Beulah. The purpose of this net is to provide a weekly exchange of information and ideas focused on ham radio in and around Benzie County. I'll start check-ins with EchoLink stations, mobile stations, and short timers. Now, if you're one of those, EchoLink, mobiles, or short timers, please come now with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
Bob, KB8SVJ on EchoLink.
That's Bob. Anyone else? Okay, we'll do general check-ins now. Please come with your call sign and your name slowly, please.
WNAP, Larry.
Alpha, Bravo 9, November, November, John in Beulah.
JFAKK, John without an H.
Kilo Charlie 9, Tango India Hotel. Handle is Rob, Romeo Oscar Bravo, Northern Indiana.
Call again, Rob.
KC 9, TIH, Kilo Charlie 9, Tango India Hotel.
Okay, I was missing the hotel, thanks. Anyone else? Okay, is there anyone else that would like to check in before we get started with the Barf Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net? Okay, well, good evening. I've got a heavy kerchunk when I unkey the mic. Is anybody else getting that?
I'm just hearing the intermod noise on the hang time, which would actually hold the whole thing up.
Okay, John, thanks. Yeah, you got the same thing I got. Okay. Well, anyway, good evening all. This is Wednesday, March 4th, and we've got a couple of things on our list to do tomorrow. My wife goes to Tragic City for a couple of follow-ups with cancer doctors see how her progress is, or how she is progressing. And then I go to see the chiropractor on Friday, and he'll set me straight. And then the dentist, 9 a.m. on Monday. And, God, I hope that's all doctor's appointments. So anyway, nothing going on here other than that. We just hanging out and being boring folks here. So, well, we'll cut the boredom. Here we go. KBA, SVJ, Bob, take it away. Standby, Larry.
Hey, good evening, Rob. Everybody else out there net tonight, this is KBA, SVJ. I am currently in Muskegon, Michigan. I am attending the 2026 Michigan Interoperable Communications Conference. This is day 2 of 3. I come back home tomorrow. And had a pretty good time making a lot of contacts, getting to know some people. I know quite a few people here already. They know me. But I'm getting, every year I come to this thing, I get exposed to more and more people in the Oxcom community. So that's what I come here for. And
Just sitting in the hotel room right now. Beautiful weather down here. Absolutely gorgeous. Hope it continues on when we get back home. So then I'll send it back to you, Rob. KDA-SVJ. Now I'll be around for a second round.
Okay, very good, Bob. Yeah, it's starting to warm up here, too. It looks like I'm 32 right now, but looks like Thursday, it's going to be up to 43, and then Friday they're saying 55, maybe some rain, and then Saturday is 50, so hey, there you go. Okay, WNAP, Larry, tell us about your adventures in electronic land.
Yeah, okay, Rob. W8REJ and the group, this is W8P, Larry, and I am still going back and forth with Super Grok trying to get this, it's down to the, it's a bridge diode circuit using Schottky barrier diodes to drive a 1 milliampere meter, and it's just not coming out. And I said, "Oh well, change the point that you're driving with the feedback point." So I did. Still get a negative voltage instead of a positive voltage. I tell you. W8REJ from W8P.
Okay, Larry, very good. Seems like the adventure continues. Okay. There you go. Okay, we have next. Next fish in the barrel is AB9NN, John with no H. Take it away.
Hi, good evening to everybody on the BarfNet from John, AB9NN, at about 1 mile east of sunny downtown Beulah, Michigan. Well, not sunny this time of night, obviously, but was sunny today. It was just a beautiful day. I actually got out for a walk with Molly and my wife, Jane, for a walk on Pinecroft Golf Course. So I got about a half mile walk in. It was just really nice. No wind, sunshine, gorgeous day. So currently 30 degrees at our temperature reading here. And I am seeing some lightning showing up on the lightning map panel on my ChaserTool.xyz website. And it looks like that's supposed to be coming in here Friday and Saturday. It looks like we'll be in for some lightning. So might want to take a look at that on chasertool.xyz and keep an eye on it and worry about taking down connections to external antennas and that sort of thing. Not too much else going on. Won't tie it up, so back to net control from AB9, and then John and Beulah.
Okay, John, very good. I was looking. I have a site similar to that. It's called lightningmaps.org, and I check that once or twice a day, and you just reminded me to check it, and looks like it's all south of us, down around Indiana, southern Indiana, southern Ohio, and then just going back towards Texas. So, all righty. Well, let's see. Here we go. KF8KK, John Wissenage, take it away and stand by, Rob.
Okay, very good. KF8KK here. I was listening to HF. 40 minutes ago, and I heard a lot of static crashes on 40. And what I saw was down around in Indiana and Ohio. But I'm sure it's coming our way, just like spring. groundhog predicted it, I guess. And Bob, you sound good down there on Echolink. I'm rather curious as to where someone goes to find the Echolink node number that would get you in here. I'm looking at Echolink status page and all of that. It's definitely changed from what it was like 5 years ago when I last pulled it up. And I was kind of thinking of AA4R, and I'm thinking maybe he's having trouble finding out what the connection number is. But I'm sure if people use a newer method than the old-fashioned method. Outside of that, let's see, Larry, negative voltage where there should be positive? Well, I'm sure it's easier than just reversing the meter in the circuit and then just dealing with the negative voltage. So I wish you the best. I've spent some time with the G2C5 today, and it saved me hours of frustration. And on one project, a graphic, it saved me hours of frustration. On the other one, it got me started, but I still had to go through hours of frustration dealing with vector artwork and tools that are really not fully, that don't look at vector artwork as their primary, as the primary method, whereas raster artwork, which you think of a television screen with a horizontal line that goes across for each line, 565 lines or whatever it is, or 1080, that's a raster. Vector artwork is something that, you know, you put a dot in the middle, and then it's a mathematical equation that draws little curves and lines and draws your image that way. Very different way of handling artwork. So I spent 3 hours working on this little tiny icon. And I spent 20 minutes on the app icon. Oh well, so it goes. Outside of that, back to you, Rob, and best of luck with your doctor's appointment. And you'll have the most astonishingly bright teeth when you head to Arizona. Now, you might want to warn everybody to wear sunglasses. KFAK check.
Yeah, there you go. Well, anyway, I do have the sunscreen ready. So, okay, let's see. Rob, KC9, TIH, take it away, and then we'll do a standby. This is the BARF, Benzi Amateur Radio Friends Net. Good evening, Neck and Joe, and everybody on the net. This is Rob. Kilo Charlie 9, Tango India Hotel, located in northeastern Indiana, about 7 miles as the crow flies to the K9BLU repeater, running down here just about 20 miles west of Fort Wayne, give everybody a better geographical location where I'm at. I just had to let you on here and heard the net start up. It's been quite a while since I've checked into a net, so I figured I'd jump in there and throw out my call sign and burn up some airways. Currently right now sitting at 42 degrees, no wind, been raining for about the last, probably hour now. They've been saying that we were supposed to get rain since like Monday or Tuesday, and just now finally started doing something here. If I look at radar, it'd probably be over about an hour or so, hour or two, give or take, and then it's supposed to be hit and miss for the next couple of days. But other than that, not really much to report around here, just waiting for spring so we can get outside and start doing fun activities and everything. So I will pass it back to you, Net Control, and say 73 to everybody on the net. Okay, are you one and done, Rob? Yeah, go ahead and mark me that way. I'll probably still be here sandbagging and listening, but yeah. I'm pretty much one and done for the night. I've got to get back to the project I've been working on the past couple of days, cleaning up the electronics lab and everything. Okay, well, we're glad you joined us, and we're here every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on whatever link you got to get in here. So you're more than one, bud, I'll tell you. We can, bud, Rob. I got to stop calling those people with other names. Anyway, we're at the bottom of the list the first time through. If there's somebody that would like to join the Bart Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net, please call W8REJ and do it slowly so I can write it down. Oh, okay, well, there we go. I was kind of thinking Mary would check in tonight, but no such luck. Okay, back to the top. Bob, KB8SDJ on EchoLink. Take it away.
Sorry, check in.
Yeah, Rob. Back again. And John, the EchoLink, I got his N8DMH-R. That's November 8th, Delta Mike Hotel-Romeo. And it has here number 766199. Repeat that, 766199. I sent that information to Bill Paris, a 4R, down south there. I emailed his information to him, told him he's able to join on Nets, and he emailed me back that he'd see what he could do, that he didn't know if he could do that or not. So I don't know what's going on with Bill. Hope he's doing well. Hope we get to see him here in the next couple weeks or a month. So other than that, I'll turn it back to you, Rob. I guess I'll just listen in for the rest of the Net. And I'll be back, and I'll be live on the air next Wednesday, KB8SDJ.
Okay, Bob, thanks for the EchoLink information there. I've tried to get back into EchoLink after years and years and years of not doing anything with it, and I'll be darned if I can remember the password. And when I go to their site and try to get the password brought up, they send me through three or four different ways to do stuff, and hold up your left arm and your right foot, you know, all that crap to get back into EchoLink. So I just pretty much have given up on it. So, all right, Larry, WNAP, and standby John with no H.
Okay, again, Rob, W8REJ, this is WNAP, and hello to everyone in the group here. I lived in Fort Wayne, Indiana for 5.5 years. I worked for what was called Magnavox Government and Industrial Electronics Company. It was mainly I worked in the government electronics. And 20 miles west of Fort Wayne, I wonder if that's around Columbia, Indiana. 7-3, everybody. W8REJ from WNAP.
Okay, very good. KC9, TIH, Rob, are you still there to answer his question?
Yeah, I'm still here, KC9, TIH. It's no longer there. The building and everything still sits. Businesses since then, but like I said, the building itself still sits there. The Magnavox itself has been gone for quite a few years. Also, a reference to EchoLink, another way to get into the different nodes on EchoLink, if nobody had mentioned it or anything, repeater book was if a repeater is EchoLink capable and shows the EchoLink node number. Just for anybody's FYI.
Okay, very good, Rob. Thanks for the information, and it's greatly appreciated. I wrote it down here, so I have it in my log. And let's see, John, AB9 and N, and standby John.
Okay, AB9NN returning to the ARFNet this evening, and yeah, good to hear a bunch of people in there. Mike, your mic is maybe mic in is turned up maybe a touch too high. That sounds like it's pretty hot. The volume is pretty loud. I got to turn down the volume on my radio when I hear you coming on and turn it back up for everybody else. Still intelligible though, so not that big of a deal either way. Not much else going on. Waiting for the ice to melt on our driveway. It's melting slowly but surely, and hopefully after a couple of more days of 50 degree temperatures, it'll be melted back down to sand and gravel, and hopefully it'll dry out pretty quickly and not turn to too much of a mush. I did hear we're supposed to maybe get some snow on the backside of one of these systems that's coming through. Maybe after they were talking, maybe after Saturday night we might get a touch of snow. So I haven't heard anything as far as predicted amounts. I don't think it's supposed to be anything major, just the typical backside of a low pressure system as it moves through. So we'll see what happens. With that, back to net control from AB9NN, John and Bula. Have a great week, everybody.
Okay, John, very good. Yeah, actually, I don't know what's going on with the radio because I haven't touched it. The only thing I can think of is maybe I got a short connection here, but no, everything's tight, so I don't know what the deal would be. All right, John, KF8KK, take it away.
Check it.
Check it. Well, very good. Well, I'll make a quick one here, and then, Rob, you can pick up the check-in. But how much is passing along the DMH and the note number? I see he's listed as Munson Medical Center, Trav. Got cut off in this thing. Just like Apple's App Store, the Echo Link search is not really up to par. But so it goes. Another project for somebody. I don't know if I'm going to tackle that. But you guys have a great week. Enjoy every minute of it. Back to you, Rob. And you got to check in. KF8KK.
Okay, John with an H, thank you very much. Glad you checked in, and we'll get our check-in here. Check-in, come with your call sign and your name, please.
Yes, I'm sorry. You got Tom here, KDH and PD Jordan. And you pick me up at the end there. I was just getting home. I happened to turn on the radio, and at the end of when you were taking check-ins, and I get a chance to tee it up real quick. So whenever you get to me this time, KDH&T.
Okay, Tom, what I got is KB8. What's the rest of it?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. You got low delta 8. November Tango, and I'm in East Jordan.
Okay, we've got KD8 HNT. Okay, very good, Tom. Yeah, it's nice to have you check in here, and we're here every Wednesday evening at 8:30, and feel free to check in on however you choose to do it. So there you are. Okay, that's the end of the list the second time through. Just a reminder for all people that are listening, this will be the last time this month that I will be net control. John and Bob said that they would do it, and I appreciate that, and that was John with no H. Okay. So anyway, thank you very much, guys, and we'll talk when we get back, and don't forget the barf breakfast on the 28th. So, all right.
This has been the BARF, Benzie Amateur Radio Friends Net. I'd like to thank everybody that checked in this evening. The BARF Net meets every Wednesday evening at 8:30 on whatever frequency you can get in on now with the links. In addition to this, we meet for the BARF breakfast the last Saturday of each month at the Platte River Inn at Downtown Honor at 9 a.m. Well, now they are opening about 8 a.m., so I guess you can get in there early if you want. So, anywho, I appreciate all the help that you guys are going to give me here, and feel free to make it froggy, however you want to do it. Okay. All right. This is, we're going to return the repeater back to normal operation. The net is clear, and I'm just going to say God bless everybody that can hear my voice, and be safe out there. This is W8REJ, 73 to all, and I am clear.